the Jordan River solution. For those who were here 2 Sundays ago, we started discussing about the determined journey. We agreed that Memorial Presbyterian Church is on a determined journey, and the journey has a destination. One destination is that they want to keep the doors of Memorial Presbyterian Church open and not close it. We agreed that we want to grow this church numerically and spiritually. We agreed to have an experience of intergenerational worship. Again, we agreed that it's good for us to at least experience an intercultural worship. We also agreed to attract members of our neighborhood. We agreed to engage more in community services, to love more, to care more for each other. That's the destination. And you remember that we considered Elijah and Elisha on a determined journey. Elijah and Elisha left Gilgal. And we talked about what is Gilgal. How do we remember Gilgal? We say that Gilgal reminds us of a new beginning, that it was at Gilgal that the Israelites had their first Passover meal. When they were coming, they left Egypt going to the promised land. We also found out that it was at Gilgal that all those boys born in the wilderness were first circumcised. It was at Gilgal that Joshua instructed them through the Lord to bring out stones from the Jordan and set it up at Gilgal as a memorial, so that when generations to come will ask, why do we have these stones? Remind them that God delivered us from the Egyptians. Gilgal. We determined that Memorial Presbyterian Church has already left the Gilgal. Gilgal of remembering how we used to do things. Gilgal of remembering that the church used to be big. Remembering the past. We have already passed that stage. And remember that when they were leaving, I mean Elisha and Elijah, when they were leaving Gilgal, Elijah said to Elisha, stay in Gilgal because the Lord is taking me to Bethel. And Elisha said, no, over my dead body. I am going with you wherever you are going. As long as you live and as long as I live, I will go with you. Both of them went to Bethel. And how do we remember Bethel? You remember that it was in Bethel that Jacob saw a dream, a vision of angels going back and forth the stairs. A place of vision. We determined and agreed 2 Sundays ago that Memorial Presbyterian Church has passed Bethel. A vision of how do we make our church big again? How do we have joy again? People full in this auditorium. How do we have young people again? How do we have little kids again? Notice first off. Each time any little kid comes into this church, Feso will leave wherever he was sitting to go sit with them. This morning, he asked, when is Lily going to come back to church? Where did they go to? I miss staying with them. Why? Because he is yearning for other kids. And I am sure that Memorial has passed that vision of when and how. I can't wait for us to have children again. So when Elisha and Elijah came to Bethel, they had some discouragements. The band of prophets came and said, "Hey, Elisha, do you know that your master will be taken away from you today?" Elisha was like, "Can you all shut up, please? I already know. What are you talking about?" Discouragement. So in our vision, in our dreams, there are discouragements. We know it. We already I am experiencing it right now. Discouragement from people, from members, from outside, from the things happening. But I'm telling you that we have passed it. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here in Bethel." Why? Because the Lord is taking me to Jericho. Just be there, okay? Oh, Elisha said, "No way. As long as you live and as long as my soul lives, I am going with you." And two of them came to Jericho. And you remember that Jericho reminds us of victory. When the Israelites went back and forth and back and forth every time, one time going round the walls of Jericho, on the seventh day, they had to go seven times. And the whole wall collapsed when they started shouting. The wall collapsed. So that was their first victory in the promised land. Can I tell you that you have had victory? Do you know one victory that you have had? You now have a pastor. I am your victory. For real. And Elijah said to Elisha, "I am going to Jordan, stay in Jericho. I'm going with you." And so they came to Jordan, the huge river, the huge obstacle to everyone, including Elijah. How do we cross Jordan? And this is the last obstacle. That's where we are right now. Memorial Presbyterian Church. We are stuck there at the brink of the Jordan, the verge of the Jordan. How do we cross over to have people fill this auditorium? How do we cross over this big, huge obstacle to bring young people into this church? How do we cross over to enjoy brilliant worship again that you used to have? How? Elijah was leading the expedition. The good news is that that person has the mantle, the solution to the Jordan River. And so when they came, they were all standing. Even the prophets, 50 of them were following. And when they came there, they were all confused. They had to stand at the back because they thought there was no solution. But can I tell you today that there is solution to the Jordan River? That's the title of the sermon. There is solution to the Jordan River. And we read, and I'm going to read it. Remember, somebody may ask, why must we cross over the Jordan? We will cross over the Jordan because if we don't, we will not get to our destination. Another reason is that Jacob crossed over the Jordan River empty-handed and came back full. Another reason we have to cross the Jordan River is that Naaman washed in the Jordan River and became cleansed of his leprosy. Another reason is that the miracle of the axe head happened in the Jordan River. Oh, if only we can cross the Jordan River. If only God will help us to surmount this terrible obstacle. Obstacle of doubt. Obstacle of just faithlessness that we can see. Faithlessness. Obstacle of bickering. Just laying emphasis on irrelevancies. Obstacle of leaving the word of God to serve tables. If only we will cross. If only we will let go of the things that make us not to think about God's stuff. If only, oh, we will tell God to unite us in this journey. If only we will stop hatred. I mean, especially hatred that we pretend that we are okay, but we are not okay. Oh, if only we will ask God to please help us to love from the heart. If only we will say we are determined. Are we together in this? Are we together in filling this church? This church is small, and people are not there, and I'm not saying I appreciate the people that are here, but we can do better than what we are doing right now. If only we will tell the devil, don't make me sit at home on Sunday morning. If only we will refuse discouragement from the evil one. Oh, if only we can do that. These are the obstacles that we have. Obstacles of not being able to invite other people. Obstacles of disunity in the body. Obstacles of engaging in irrelevancies. Lack of fellowship. We call for meetings, people don't come. We don't check on each other. We don't care about anything. We are not even part of this journey. Yeah, you all can journey whatever. Oh, but do you know that there's a reward? There are obstacles. Elijah was leading this. Thankfully, I am leading this. I am. You called me to lead. But let me tell you this. If there's no followership, there is no leadership. You can't lead the air. You lead people. And what is leadership? The ability to influence others towards a direction, towards a goal. That's what leadership is all about. But if you don't have anybody to lead towards the goal, there's no leadership. And so as the leader of this, I'm not taking myself away from it. In fact, I am bringing myself out to be the leader. But can I have people follow me? Can I have followership? Let me tell you what this leader is saying. This leader is saying that I am out to get to this destination. This leader is saying that it is possible to get to this destination. We are almost there. Yes, we are. Just at the verge of crossing the Jordan. This leader is saying that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is what this leader is saying. Because we don't have time, I'm going to stop. Next time, we will talk about the actual solution to this Jordan River issue. Amen.